My name is Justin Smith, and I'm a program manager on the .NET Services team at Microsoft. And for the next few minutes, we're going to talk about the Access Control Service and ADFS V2 integration. And to highlight this scenario, we're going to talk about a software vendor called ADATUM Partners, or ADP for short. Now, ADP has printing and payroll services that they'd like to expand into printing and mailing bills. And the architects at ADP decide to put a web service in front of their existing printing and mailing infrastructure. And in thinking through the protocol for that web service, they decide to make it a REST web service. As they continue to think through the service, they engage a customer called Microsoft or Microsoft Corporate, and they say, "Microsoft, are you interested in this kind of capability?" And we, of course, say, "Yes, very much we are, but there's one condition." And that is, when we send a message to this REST web service, we'd like to be able to use an Active Directory identity from our Active Directory tree. Now, this presents a problem for the ADP architects, because today there's no common or standard way to integrate a REST web service with an enterprise identity. The Access Control Service, however, provides this mechanism in the box, right? And so the architects at ADP take a close look at the Access Control Service. And we'll walk through the data flow here. It's quite simple. So step one is establishing a trust between the Access Control Service and Microsoft's ADFS. Now, the Access Control Service has the ability to publish and parse WSFed metadata. So step one in this process is establishing that trust. And after the trust is established, the Microsoft ERP app will then go get a SAML token from the ADFS server. And it'll basically send a curb ticket up to the ADFS server and get a SAML token back. After the app has that SAML token, it posts it up to the Access Control Service, and the Access Control Service returns a token of its own. Once the ERP app has that ACS token, it forwards the token along with the bill print payload onto the ADP REST web service. Now, I've taken the liberty of mocking this system up in some very simple apps, and I'd like to show them to you now. The demo consists of three parts. First, we're going to take a look at the ADP bill print service that's running. Then we're going to look at how an ADP salesperson can actually configure the trust with the Access Control Service and the Microsoft ADFS server. And then we're going to take a look at what the Microsoft corporate developers will need to do to the ERP application to integrate with the bill print service. So we start with the bill print service. It's deployed into Azure, so this is the public cluster of Azure. I click on this link, and we see a very simple web page that sits in front of the bill print REST web service, and it gives us a view into the printer queue. We see that there's one job in there right now. Now, as we post jobs from the Microsoft ERP app, we'll see this list change. Next, we take a look at a mock-up of an ADP CRM application. So this is a view into customers that an ADP salesperson would have, and we can see some active customers here. So Microsoft is a customer, and we see that Microsoft does not have the bill print service enabled. So the salesperson will check the box there and then submit the change, and we see a wizard pop up here. And the code behind this wizard will actually do the negotiation with the Access Control Service to establish a trust between ADFS and the Access Control Service. And you just need a couple pieces of data. First, you need to know the address of the Federation server at Microsoft, and that is actually the address of the Federation server. Next, you need to know the set of groups that are going to be allowed to use the service. In this case, I'm going to be a little liberal and just say Redmond WAC users are allowed access to bill print. This is just for demo purposes. When I click the button here, we'll see the updates indicate that the little app is retrieving the Fed metadata and then posting that Fed metadata up to the Access Control Service, and the Access Control Service can parse and understand that Fed metadata and take action accordingly. All right, so very simple, very straightforward. Next, let's take a look at a mock-up of the Microsoft.com ERP application. It's very simple. All we're going to do here is look up a set of invoices. So we've got 600 invoices in this set, and then we're going to submit these invoices to the ADP bill print service. Now, I've set some breakpoints in the code that's running this application, and when I click this submit button, we'll see what's going on here. Remember, this app has to do three things. First, it needs to get a SAML token, and it's going to be using my current context, which in this case is Redmond WAC Justin SM. It's going to take that SAML token, then post it to the access control service. With the resultant ACS token, we simply post the ACS token up to the ADP server. So here we're going to go out and get a SAML token from the Microsoft ADFS install, and so I've set a couple of breakpoints here. Now, the programming model is just Windows Identity Foundation. And when we continue, we'll see that we've gotten a SAML token from ADFS, right? And this is the raw SAML token. Next, we need to go get, we need to send that SAML token up to the access control service and get back an access control service issued token. So we go ahead and do that. And we see the ACS token right here. We'll look at it as text, right? So it's a smaller token. It's form encoded. Very simple, right? Next, we're going to send that ACS token onto the ADP bill print server, right? And that's gone ahead and done the work. And we can indeed see that there was a job submitted to the print queue. And notice that my identity, Redmond WAC Justin SM, shows up in the print queue. And that's because it came from the SAML token that was issued by the Microsoft.com Federation server. So really what we've just seen is how the Access Control Service helps bridge the gap between enterprise identities and REST web services.